Welcome to the Ryan Out Loud podcast, where this season is proudly brought to you in collaboration with True Tea Pittsburgh. True Tea Pittsburgh is dedicated to celebrating queer people of color through the vibrant realms of creative arts and entertainment, social activism, and impactful sharing of meaningful life resources. Join us on a journey of empowering stories, diverse perspectives, and the intersection of art and advocacy. This is a space where voices are amplified and narratives are embraced. Welcome to a season filled with authenticity, brought to you by True Tea Pittsburgh. Hello, hello, beautiful people. It is your favorite host, Ryan Lewis, back with a new episode of Ryan Out Loud. It won't keep you long. This is another self-reflection. This is self-reflection 103, the burnout. You know me, I like to come on sometimes and just talk, just catch up. And, you know, I want to start off by saying thank you to those who, you know, retweeted, shared, liked, listened to the 100th episode of Ryan Out Loud. That was special for me. It was very special for me. I didn't really, like, a lot of my friends, like, asked, how are you celebrating this? And I said, I don't know, I'm just, you know, enjoying the moment. And my celebration was taking a little mini break, the burnout. I was reaching a burning point. You know, doing this, you know, I'm six seasons in and doing this by myself in editing and, you know, reaching out to the guests, potential guests and artists and stuff like that to be on the podcast. Also by maintaining my full-time job. I'm a part of a very small team, working in a nonprofit field. You know, those who can relate, y'all know, tend to wear many hats when you work in the nonprofit field. And I love my job. I love what I do. I wouldn't change it for the world, but, you know, sometimes I found myself getting a little overwhelmed. And it was right at wouldn't say perfect timing. I was like, I got a bad case of the flu at the near end of March. Like, I was going through it. One thing about me, when I'm sick, like, the whole world is ending. Like, that's just it. But once I bounced back, I, you know, caught up on what I could for work. And then it was time for me to go on vacation. I went on vacation with two of my best friends of over 20 years of friendship. Shout out to Molly and Monique. I love y'all to the death of me. We celebrated my best friend Molly's birthday, and it was my first cruise, y'all. My first cruise, Carnival cruise. And we went to Nassau, Half Moon, and Grand Turks. And when I tell you, like, I thought being on the boat was going to be the worst thing possible, but it wasn't. My mom gave me my nausea medicine just in case. She was like, just to have it. You don't have to use it. And, you know, but I did just in case, because I'm one of those just in case type of individuals. So it was a good experience. It was nice to get some sun. I made it a point every day of that trip, the 5-day cruise, to go out on the balcony and journal and just, you know, listen to, I like to play Beyonce's Bigger. The words, her lyrics really speak to me in that song. Sometimes when I feel very low about myself or, you know, the work I do, sometimes I really have to remind myself. That song reminds myself of my power, of my gifts, and what I bring to the table. And yeah, shout out to Beyonce. I know Cowboy Carter is on repeat, especially Desert Eagle. If you know me, Desert, if you follow me on social media, you know Desert Eagle is my yush. Okay, that's my song. I love that song. I actually want to still do a Cowboy Carter episode, talk about the songs and stuff like that. I have a friend of mine that might join me for that. So I don't care. It could be 6 months, 2 months, 2 months, 6 months, a year. I'm going to always talk about Beyonce and her impact on me, music, and everything. So yeah, life has just been good. I feel good. I feel great. I feel refreshed. I feel re-energized, and I'm ready to tackle every and anything. You know, the burnout, you know, when burnouts happen, and you know, those who listen to this episode, I want to know what's your coat. What do you do when you feel a burnout coming? Do you book a vacation? Do you take a spa day? Whatever. Let me know. I would love to know, what do you do when you feel the burnout coming? But yeah, just, you know, things are about to pick up. Episodes are about to, we're dropping episodes every week around out loud. And if you're not, if you haven't, God, I can't talk today. Either way, you know, during this hiatus, I've been back with the Black Gay Agenda podcast with Micah, Justin, and Alex. We are on season two. So I definitely recommend y'all, you know, it's a very different platform from what Ryan Out Loud is. Still providing a safe space in the Black gay community. But healthy conversations, you know, we talk about friendships. We talk about online dating, you know. We have fun on that podcast, but in a healthy, you know, healthy way, and from four different perspectives, from four beautiful Black gay men in different age ranges, you know, age groups and stuff like that. So definitely check out the Black Gay Agenda season two. New episodes come out, they drop on Monday, and we're on YouTube on Tuesday, so check that out. Pride is coming here in Pittsburgh. I am most likely going to be involved. I can't say anything yet, but yeah. So yeah, just keep on the lookout. That's all I can keep saying. The book is coming. I've talked about it. Flossom is coming. I'm doing some final edits with Flossom. Time to get the ball rolling with that and get that out next year is my goal. I wanted to tell a story, a Black queer story from a Black gay man that didn't focus on trauma. There's drama, and then there's trauma. There's drama in Flossom, maybe a little bit of trauma. I have to think about that. Maybe a little bit of trauma, but it is a story about a 30-year-old Black gay man, Carter Johnson, who just is trying to figure shit out. You know how your 30s are. Those who are in their 30s are, you know, I'm 34 now. I started writing a lot when I was 30. If you listen back, you can listen to how chaotic and all over the place my life was. Still sorting some things out, but you know what? Things in a much, much better place now. But yeah, 30s can be weird. And he's trying to figure it out, career-wise, love, you know. And now he has his 16-year-old sister, Simone. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, I'm excited for people to read it. It's very, you know, lighthearted, funny moments, music moments, and even some, you know, cameos I created, some scenarios I created with Black queer artists that have been on the podcast. So that was my favorite part. And what I will say, Flossom will have a QR code at the end of the book. It'll have a QR code that will lead you to the playlist that is inspired by, you know, music that is inspired, music that I listen to inspire me for this book, that kept me going, that kept me motivated. I can't wait for you guys to hear that as well. What would be, you know, ideally I'm manifesting that Flossom is a movie, maybe a short film. I don't know. Short film, a movie. I'm shooting for Netflix. Maybe a series. I can see it, the life of Carter Johnson navigating, you know, being a DJ and an aspiring producer and getting a chance to work with a Grammy Award winning singer. Like, I can see it, you know, and while trying to navigate being in charge of his 16-year-old sister. So I don't know. But my goal, that would be dope to curate. And maybe executive produce or just A&R. I don't know how to, my titles, I can't think right now. But to like have Black queer artists create, you know, work, create original music for this book, that would be a dream. But I want to pay those artists. So yeah, I got to figure that out. That's an end goal. But yeah, a lot of things happening in my life, you know, right now. When it comes to dating, I'm gonna just focus on me. Focusing on me, I put a lot of energy into others previously, and that got me absolutely nowhere, you know, but with a hurt, with a broken heart, and, you know, wondering why they, you know, people, you know, while I'm questioning things and hurting, and people are, you know, moving on, which is good. People deserve to love and live life, but it sucked. It sucked for a while. And to be just in such a better place mentally, like, I found so much power in my loneliness. I've met some incredible people. I went on some incredible dates. At the end of the day, it's just me. It's just better and best for me to focus on me. I will say, you know, I'm open to it. It's open to dating, open to love, you know, but I'm gonna focus on me. I have a lot of things happening for myself and a lot of things down the line that's just gonna require me to focus on other things. So yeah, I claim this year as my peaceful era. 2024 is Ryan's peaceful era, and that's what it has been for me. I have never been so clear. My mind is so clear. My heart is clear, open. I just feel good. And it feels great to say that, you know, not every day's perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't try to lead on a perfect life, but it feels good to just mind your business. It just feels good to mind your business, be in your own world, surrounded by the people that you love and that love you back. You know, it feels good. Like, I have absolutely no complaints. That feels good to say. I mean, I have complaints, but, you know, rent's too fucking high. Groceries are crazy. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, Palestine, you know, like, Israel, oh God, it's a lot going on. Don't get me started. But I will end this and say how I am grateful. I will be receiving my very first award. Thank you to the Allies for Health and Wellbeing and Amachi Pittsburgh, my job. for nominating me. Being a, I'm a bright 2024 bright young person, and I will be receiving my first award in on May 3rd, and I'm excited. I don't do my work, this work, for show or for to gloat or to brag or anything. I do it because there's a need. In my professional career, I'm an outreach coordinator. And we deal with youth who are, we deal with youth who are impacted by parental incarceration. We offer mentoring, one-on-one mentoring. We have a youth leadership development program, and we have family strengthening resources and activities and stuff like that. And I love my job. It keeps me busy. And what's more important is the people I engage with. The people I engage with are important because, you know, we need mentors in Pittsburgh. If you're in the Pittsburgh area and you want to just dedicate 4 hours a month, a year commitment, DM me on the Ryan Out Loud podcast page and I can, you know, set something up to get you guys, get you going on that, the application to be a mentor. That would be dope. But, and with Ryan Out Loud, there was a need, I saw a need for, to create a platform for Black queer artists, independent artists, Black queer creatives. And Ryan Out Loud, and it took me to heights I never would imagine, you know, hosting Pride, being a part of a, being a, one of the leads on a collective, being, dipping my toe in creative directing and just hosting so many events that I've been a part of. It's been a beautiful experience. I always say I wish I would have did this in my 20s, but things happen as it's supposed to, as it's meant to, and when the timing is right. And, you know, this year is going to be a, we're what, 4 months in, 5 months, almost, you know, it's almost May. 2024 has really been my year. And I just pray that it continues to elevate me, elevate others surrounding me. And yeah, that's all I want, is to continue to elevate. Not my phone going off. To just to continue to elevate and to grow and to remain humble and to provide resources when I can, to be a resource and to just help within the community. And that's all I want to do. So I'm honored to be a bright young person. It's my first award. And it's, you know, what I say on my post, mama, I'm getting an award. Like, it's a beautiful blessing. And then be honored. Shout out to Naheen and Hazel, my friends are getting honored. You know, they are part of collective. You know, Naheen has been Naheen has been on the podcast. Excuse me, I'm like losing my train of thought. And Hazel will be on the show soon to talk about Too Hot for July. And also about his career and journey. He has experienced a lot in such a young age. So I can't wait to have Hazel on the show to talk about Too Hot for July coming up. But Naheen has been on. It is such an honor to be on with the other bright young people, 2024 bright young people, Daquan. It's going to be a beautiful night. I can't wait. I don't know what I'm wearing. I've ordered a couple things. We're going to see. I should have just contacted a stylist here in Pittsburgh, a Black queer stylist, and I didn't, and that's my fault. But I'm going to make it do what it do. But Pride, it's up. And just, you know, continue on this ride with me the next few months. Season 6 will probably come to a close after Pride. I want to really, really get into video. It's time to get my aesthetics together and present to you guys with some Ryan Out Loud visuals. Thank you for listening to me ramble. excuse the disturbance of my phone going off. But thank you for rocking with me for the last 100 episodes. This is now episode 100, my 100, how do you say it? Episode 101. But yeah, thank you for rocking with me for the last 100 episodes. I'm grateful for everyone that has appeared on Ryan Out Loud, that has shared Ryan Out Loud. I am just truly grateful and honored to provide this safe space for Black queer creatives to you beautiful people. And the artists that have been on this platform are just phenomenal. And I want them to be, they deserve Grammys. So yes, y'all, Ryan Out Loud is back and in full swing and motion, and we getting and we going and we here, y'all. So remember, Black lives matter, Black queer lives matter, Black trans lives matter. That will never, ever change. Prepare to be sick of me, y'all. I love y'all.